Sagt Mishnah Vayit, Masech Tesidyas, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. We continue with the list of halachais where the Beis Shammai uncharacteristically are Mekel and the Beis Hillel are the ones that are Machmir. Tvua and Peris of Hefker are Potter from Trumasi Maestris and Matnas Aniyim. Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, Hefker li Aniyim, someone is Mafker his Peris, just for poor people. But he says for rich people it's not Hefker. That's what he says. Peiros sada zuya hefker rak lianiyim. So according to the Bishamai, that works, hefker. The peiros are considered hefker. And they are not chayiv in any of the matnas aniyim, like leket. If you drop one or two, you have to leave it for the aniyim. Shikha, like we learned earlier, if you forget a bundle of tfuah, you forget to cut some of the tfuah, you have to leave it for the poor people. Peya, the corner of the field, and maisris, all these things, you're potter on it if it's hefker. We learn that from the pasuk la'ani v'lager tazef aysam. What does tazef aysam mean? That there are other things that could be designed just for aniyim. In addition to leket shikhepe, you can decide that something is hefker just for poor people, and anachanami is not mechuyev in anything. The basil is saying no such thing. You can't have a half a hefker. Hefker means it's hefker for everybody. You can't say it's hefker only for poor, not for rich. Ubasilam, the basil say ain't a hefker. If that's what he said, that it's hefker only for the poor people, it's not hefker at all. It's mechuyev and trumasi maestris and all the matnas aniyim. And it's not hefker even for the aniyim. It would not become hefker at sheyufker until he makes it hefker af la'ashirim, also for rich people, kishmita, just like the payers of shmita of the seventh year. That are hefker for everybody, poor people and rich people. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Suppose kol amri hasada shel kav, all of his bundles, are one kav a piece. The echad shel arba kavin, but he has one that's four times as big. It has four kavin ushchachay, and that one he forgot. Beis Shammai oimer, the Beis Shammai say ein shikha. It doesn't have a din of shikha. You don't have to leave it for the poor people. You can go back and take it. Beis Hillel oimer, the Beis Hillel say shikha. Even this four times as much bundle does have a din of shikha. If you forgot it, you forgot it. Leave it for the poor people. Now, let's understand as follows. If you leave over one bundle or two bundles of tefuah that were forgotten on the field, everyone holds you have to leave it for the poor. Can't go back to take it. If you left three bundles, that's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you can go back and take it for yourself. But everybody agrees. If you leave four bundles, you can go back and take it. Here, the Beis Shammai say, well, he left four bundles. If all the bundles are one kav each, and this one kav they left is four kav, and that's like four bundles. The basil say, well, the mice, it's all tied together. It's all one bundle. And mamela, maybe four times as much. Okay, so your mitzvah is four times as much, but you have to leave it. It's considered forgotten. Okay, quickly chazring over. The Bishami say, you can make something hefker just for the poor, and it has a din of hefker. It's potter, and trumasi maestris. The aniyim can take it. Don't have to give matnas aniyim from it. The Beis Hillel say no such thing. Hefker is hefker for everybody. If you make it hefker just for the poor, it's not hefker for them either. Then we learned that all your bundles of tefuah are a kav apiece, but one is four kavin, and you forgot that one. The Beis Shammai say that's like forgetting four bundles, which you're allowed to go back for. But the Beis Hillel say no. If the four kav bundle is lemaisa only one bundle, it's forgetting one bundle. And if you left it, you forgot it, and you can't go back to get it by forgetting it, that the Rebbeinu Shem was mechabed you with the mitzvah of leaving it for the poor.